The Decline of Kendal Castle. Sir William Parr was the last Baron of Kendal to live at Kendal Castle. He died in 1484, and you can visit his tomb in Holy Trinity Church in Kendal. From then on, tenants or stewards managed the estate, and the castle fell into rapid decay. Sir William's son, Sir Thomas Parr, was even more ambitious. He spent more time at the royal court in London and became heavily in debt. Kendal Castle and its estates were neglected. However, under Henry VIII, Thomas's career flourished in senior administrative positions in the king's household and government. His wife, Lady Maud, became a lady-in-waiting and lifelong friend of Queen Catherine of Aragon. Despite old stories, Sir Thomas's daughter, the future Queen Catherine Parr, was not born in Kendal Castle in 1512, because by then it was already ruinous. Most probably, Catherine was born in one of the family's properties in southern England. Catherine Parr married the ill Henry VIII in 1543, his sixth and last wife. Henry died in 1547, and Catherine married Lord Seymour of Dudley, but within a year died after childbirth. In 1543, Catherine's brother William was made Lord Warden and Keeper of the Western Marches towards Scotland, but hated the North. When he was made Earl of Essex and then Marquess of Northampton, he went back to live near London. Sir William was a favoured courtier of the young King Edward VI. However, he was overambitious. On Edward's death in 1553, he was involved in the plot to crown Lady Jane Grey as Queen rather than Henry's daughter, Mary. William Parr was arrested and thrown into the Tower, charged with high treason and condemned to death. Remarkably, Queen Mary I pardoned him, but confiscated all his lands and titles. He lived in debt and poverty until 1558, when Queen Elizabeth I reinstated him. However, until his death in 1571, he never returned to Kendal. In 1575, his widow gave the estate to the crown for other land. The castle estate was granted to others, but William's baronry rights passed to the Kendal Town Corporation. In 1578, a government survey reported the seriously derelict state of the castle. Castle Hill and the remaining timber, slate, lead, glass and stonework were sold for £160. That's about £45,000 in today's money. The locals steadily plundered the stone for their new buildings in the growing market town. However, that's not the end of the castle's story. Once symbolic of power and authority, Kendal Castle has become integral to community life over the centuries. The Baron maintained a fighting force of local men who saw action in local, national, and international conflicts. Using the castle for military purposes has continued. During the 18th and 19th centuries, the Westmorland Volunteers held their annual camp at the castle, and during the two World Wars, troops trained here before being sent into battle. Kendalians have always been creative and community-minded people, so it is no wonder folk come to Castle Hill to enjoy a multitude of different activities. Theatre companies have used the castle ruins as a dramatic backdrop since the 16th century. Gas-filled passenger balloons flew from Kendal Castle in the early 18th century. Cannons were fired from its slopes in 1819 as thousands of townsfolk watched the opening of the new canal basin connecting Kendal to Preston along the Lancaster Canal. On Easter Monday, families would gather to roll eggs down the slopes. In 1897, Kendal Corporation bought Castle Hill for public enjoyment to celebrate Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. Go up Castle Hill today and you'll see dog walkers, charity runners, kite flying, picnics, and people just enjoying the space and the magnificent views. On a starry night, you might share the grounds with members of Kendal's Astronomical Society, view an illuminated piece of art, or just see the floodlit castle appearing to float above the town. For more information on forthcoming events, visit our website, visit-kendal.co.uk. Once symbolic of power and authority, Kendal Castle is now here for all to enjoy, so much more than a ruin on a hill.